What if you're winning, but winning doesn't really feel like the life that you thought it would feel like when you actually started to achieve certain levels? You see, I've met several people throughout my course of life and even my own experience. They got to a certain level. Maybe that was climbing the corporate ladder. I know that was part of my original goal when I had joined Wells Fargo and spent almost 13 years there. And every next step was always, hey, how do I get to this position? How do I get this ranking? And it was kind of ingrained in us as what I at least thought was winning, was how do you get to that next level? And you would achieve not only more monetarily and you'd make more money, but you would get a new position and a new title. And I saw people chase that for years only to get there and realize that is not at all what they wanted. And the same is true. I've met people even in recent years that they thought owning this business, hitting this level of production in mortgage or in real estate sales would just magically cure the rest of their life. And it would somehow fix their health and fitness issues. It would change their relationship with other people. It would make them a better dad at home. Like they just thought these things would somehow be interconnected. And so today's show is all about that. And how do we actually connect the dots and live a life that I believe God's called you to lead and to live, that is doing the things you want with the people that you want when you want to do them? I just want you to imagine for a minute, you were actually living that life and you were able to make decisions not based on, oh, I've got to get to this next level or I've got to go do this. It's not the I've got to go do it. It shifts back into a little bit of the I get to go do this because I've arranged and orchestrated my life in a way that's built by design, it's built by intentionality, and I get to spend time with people I actually want. And I know in my own journey, I look around in this new season, since I came to Cross Country Mortgage, not just a little bit over a year into it, I look around, I go, man, I love the people I get to work with. And I'm not shy about saying that. I'll post that on social and let people know. I love our group. I was just in our group chat this morning and I'm looking at how people are helping each other and their unique talents and abilities and knowledge and all that. How do they help each other? And I've always envisioned this team, much like in sports growing up, that there were people that always pushed you. They had different unique skill sets. They played different positions, different roles, but they came together to win. And so today's call is all about the fulfillment factor. In the podcast, I thought, you know, what better way than to talk about that is we're entering in to a season, I believe, where a lot of people could be frustrated about where they are in this time of year. You could be looking going, man, I achieved all these goals. I got the number. I got to where I wanted to be. Whatever that thing was, only to realize it didn't cure all of the other areas. And so as you look at success, there's a scoreboard, I believe, that's given to us, right? It's in society and it talks about all the things that we're flooded with is you go buy this car, buy this house, live in this neighborhood, go make this amount of money, have this many kids, have this body, you know, whatever it's body fat or this physique, whatever it is that's there. And you just have all these things that are thrown at you and all these are external. And while they can be good guides, they can be good motivators, even in the short term, is how do you achieve those things? If you talk to anybody that's really collected a lot of things, whether it's a lot of cars or watches, for example, I've been around a lot of guys that love those. I'm guilty of that as well, as love a good watch. But if it's not tied to who you are and actually where you're going and some type of fulfillment versus this outward looking success that you're looking to impress other people, I think this is where you'll know that you're chasing fulfillment and really aligned in your purpose, or you're still chasing the worldly success. Here's how I knew, is when you're trying to impress people by what you're wearing, what you're doing, how much money you make, how smart you are, all of these things, you're trying to impress them, right? And that can only go so far, because at some point, look, here's the reality. Someone makes more money than you do today, on your street, around you, in your network. Someone has accomplished more than you have. They have a better title, maybe a nicer car, maybe a nicer house, whatever it is. They've already accomplished that. There are people that are smarter than you. There are people in better shape than you when you go to the gym. It's likely that you are not the most fit person in there every single day. And what I have found is when I'm trying to impress others, and that's really the motivator, that's not really about fulfillment. That's not something that's going to stick. It's not something that's going to last. At some point, it's going to wear off. And I'm going to realize that was just a short-term thing. But when you shift the conversation, you move it into fulfillment. And how do I serve other people? And is this really the life that I want? And I think about all the times in the past several years that I've been able to go to my kids' sports and be able to travel with them, whether that be out of the country or go to their games and be able to do that, whether it's a holiday weekend or just go and do those things. Those things matter. Going on vacations, as our kids get older, I've realized those are the things that you get to take the memories forward more so than anything you could have bought along the way. And so as you think about your fulfillment factor, I want you to look at it today. And where in life do you really get to enjoy? And where do you find the most joy and fulfillment? And even just yesterday, watching our youngest play soccer, I love being out there. Like that's, for me, I could watch him play all day. I know they'd get tired, but I enjoy those things. I enjoy going on a run with our oldest son yesterday. And just that time of running the 4 miles and the conversation and what's there and being able, one, from a health standpoint, to be able to do that and actually still be able to run at a pace that's still, you know, not too slow, not too fast in the zone there. And then I think about the things that we are planning with the family and the time that's there. And the way that you get there, and you really, I think for many of you are thinking, okay, how do I create that life? Is there are years and there are seasons, I believe, that you're going to feel a little bit out of balance, but it's never such that you have to absolutely throw away your health, throw away your relationships and sacrifice those to a point that people will talk about as you lose them. And you see that far too often where people say, yeah, this is what happened. I completely went completely out of balance for too long. And they look up and it's like, oh, wow, my relationships got damaged. My health got damaged. And I even saw a couple people today that it was super impressive because I know their journey over the past several years and they've stopped drinking and their health has become a priority and all that. And you think about there's the good side of investing in yourself in the areas that I believe then will carry over. Because investing in yourself, not drinking, having your health in order, being able to go run and do fitness and your kids see you do that, how cool is that to set the example for them? How cool is it to set the example for them that you're doing the things that you would hope that they do later on when they become adults? And so I think you're modeling that, whether you realize it or not, they're picking up what you're doing. They're picking up what your actions are more than your words. And so as you look at the fulfillment factor today, this is something I've really studied because love psychology. Like I've shared this in many conversations before, is I love how the brain works. And you think about for many salespeople today, I know a lot of our listeners, you're in sales in some capacity, is to have true fulfillment is this alignment that exists between what you're doing and what you believe actually helps other people. And when you can connect that, there's this power, I think, that gives you the X factor over your competition, that while they're being transactional, your relational and your fulfillment goes up because you have identified and connected what you do with serving other people. Think about that for a second. When you connect what you do with actually serving other people, solving problems for them, your fulfillment will automatically go up. And yes, the better you get at it, the more sales you make, the more people you serve, yes, you will make more money, which is super fun and super cool because then you can go, whether that's giving to a charity, your church, something that you're passionate about, investing in areas in your community, whether it's a lifestyle that you said, you know what, I want to provide this for my kids. I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to travel, make these memories. You're now starting to connect to the emotions versus just going and buying something that's fleeting or chasing a title or chasing something that once you get there, never really was the goal. It never really was the goal. And so the challenge for you now, as you listen to this and the fulfillment factor, what I want to challenge you as the listener with is, what if success and fulfillment actually looked different for you? What if they were connected and your scoreboard of success actually led to fulfillment, to where your peace was protected? And I love Trent Shelton talking about this, is protect your peace. And I didn't really understand it until we had Trent on the show and I really studied what he shared there. And I thought, protect your peace. Like what is peace? And peace that passes all understanding, obviously a biblical principle there. When you start to understand that life by design and what God created you to do and the opportunities every day to serve, you start to stack those and you stack the wins every day and you start to do things in such a way of you realize there's more. There's more in what you're doing and more to why you are doing it. See, this is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself is connect these dots between success and fulfillment for yourself and create a scoreboard that actually resembles a life that you want to live now, not somewhere in this distant future. And too often, I've been caught up in this and I've heard people, when I get here, then I'll be happy. When I get here, I'll start doing these things. And it's 5 years, 10 years, these imaginary type numbers that we throw out in years going, I'm going to do this in this amount of years. And while I do believe there is some substance and there's some good things that can come from planning out. I love planning out, especially financially, those type of things. You want to plan out when you have kids, you got next seasons in your life. Those are very helpful. But guys, we got to attack every day. You got to attack today and what you have today and be able to live in gratitude today while also attacking the next level that awaits you. And so that's what this fulfillment factor is all about for you. As you start to look at it today, find the areas that you actually find joy and fulfillment in and look at the areas that you know are not connected yet. But if they were, you would start to have more joy and more fulfillment in your life. And so that when you go do things, you actually enjoy that life that you've created today, where you are, and still the dichotomy of then and still being hungry for the next level. This is something I wish I had learned years and years ago, and it's taken years to understand it, to put it into practice, and to realize some of my best years in my journey in my life have not been the years that had the record number in income, or I went and made some large purchase or something like that that we would attribute it to, or some promotion that I had a title, some massive thing to the outside world would look really cool, while also not feeling fulfilled and not having that real purpose aligned. Some of my best seasons I've looked back have been maybe from the outside, people thought, man, maybe he's not doing enough. Maybe he's not, you know, it's not as good as it used to be. But it was intentional living and life by design that I believe once you crack this code for you, your fulfillment starts to go up. And that'd be the last point I'll leave you with is your definition of fulfillment and success when you combine them is not going to be what mine is. It's not going to look like someone else's. And that's the good part about it. Is you get to live your life the way you were intended to and look at the signals along the way. Look at the patterns in your life when you were the happiest, when you had the most fulfillment and success and all these things started to, as they say, you were in a flow state. You had this way that things were just working in your favor and you're moving through life just like you were supposed to, serving people and being rewarded for that. So imagine if more people did that. Well, as a leader, if you're a team leader, or you've got a family, you're leading others, you're definitely leading yourself every day. This is where I believe we can all increase our fulfillment factor and continually learn and grow. So guys, hope this has been a good episode for you. Make sure you listen back. If anything has stuck out with you, leave us a review. We'd love to have those. 5-star would be great. Want to get the show in more people's hands as I believe it can change your life just like others have done for me. And that's the goal of this. So if this has impacted you, share it with a friend, share it with people that you know, and tune in for the next episode. We'll see ya.